Right now it is time for Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still, and she joins us on this sunny morning. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning, and it's nice. It's nice to have sunshine, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, it is.
It puts everybody in a much better mood, I must say.
Do you have sunshine where you are?
It hasn't stopped being sunny. In fact, one of our some of us are thinking it'd be nice to have a rainy day so we have an excuse not to go outside. But it's okay. I'll take it. And being outside, I have to tell you that one of the things that, of course, one always worries about is something like too much sun on your face, skin cancer, and all that. But the fact that we're all wearing masks that cover most of our face, and if somebody like me could have bangs that go over my eyes, you can barely see me. And I think it may be having a positive effect on decreasing my possibility of getting yet another round of various skin cancers. So it does have an unanticipated benefit. But the benefit that I really sort of fell into, as it were, for wearing a face mask was when my husband and I were taking a long walk, and we stopped at a tiny bakery shop that has takeout. There are a lot of places where you stand outside, tell the person what you want, and your order's brought to the door. But we were wearing our face mask because we have to, and we ordered coffee, and my husband noticed a fresh-looking croissant sitting in the shop, and said, "Oh, let's just share that." So we got one, and we walked away, and all of a sudden we realized we couldn't eat it because we had to take off our face masks. We couldn't take off our face masks. We had to find a place where there was nobody around. So we sort of, tried to do, stand under a tree where there was some shade and try to have our coffee and eat our croissant. The whole thing was sort of a disaster. And it occurred to me, Jill, that, you know, maybe it's not such a bad idea to have something fairly tight covering your nose and your mouth, especially your mouth, when you are somebody like many of us who tend to occasionally decide to eat something spontaneously without really giving much thought. It's sort of the general term is mindless eating. And you say, I see it, I eat it. And if you have to take off your face mask, or in our situation, we couldn't really take it off, then you might actually stop your desire to eat and say, gee, maybe I better not eat this now, or I can't eat this now, or I'll wait till later until I have a chance to be able to eat without my mask on. And I really wondered whether it might, wearing a face mask, especially in the house, might have some positive effect on decreasing the kind of nibbling that I think many of us are falling into all day with such proximity to our kitchen. So I don't know what you obviously don't wear a face mask inside the station, but I'm not sure how many people wear them on the streets where you live. But I thought we might have fallen into a very effective, albeit temporary, way of preventing us from eating without thinking about it.
Oh, my grandmother, she was my grandmother. Grammy Goodman used to, because she had three strapping boys, and I've said this before, she just used to padlock the fridge.
Yeah.
That was her solution.
She did what?
She used to padlock the fridge.
Oh, she padlocked the fridge. Oh, yeah, but then there are other places where there's food in the kitchen, but it's not even so much going and getting a meal. It's you're passing by. You're going into, you know, your cupboard where your food is, maybe to get something like, I don't know, baking powder or perhaps, you know, something that you're going to be cooking with, and you notice, oh, there's a half-open box of cookies, or maybe there's some chips, or maybe you're opening the refrigerator to get some milk, and you notice some leftover pie or what have you, and before you know it, the fingers reach out with a spoon or a fork or just the fingers, and the food is in your mouth. And if there is a barrier between you and your mouth, then maybe you say to yourself, oh, gee, should I be eating this? You give yourself that extra 20 seconds to think about what you're actually doing, which may be sufficient not to do it, not to put the food in your mouth. Because what people who are, you know, really, you know, professionals in the weight loss business always say is that one of the chronic problems is just being totally oblivious to how much one is eating. You know, and I used to come across this all the time when you know, I would have a new client and I would try to get a food history, what do you eat, when do you eat it, et cetera, and I would get these three extremely healthy meals per day, no snacking in between, nothing eating at night, and the person had come into me because she or he had to lose 40 or more pounds. I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, where is the are these extra calories coming from? And, of course, oftentimes we don't tell the truth, but the other aspect of it is we just aren't aware of it. I mean, if I, you know, we used to talk about having little cameras on top of your, you know, like a surveillance camera that would note how much nibbling you do, how much food you're eating without even noticing it. But with that mask, as I said, that happened with us on the street, you think, oh, should I be really eating this? We shouldn't. We didn't need to buy that croissant. I mean, we had taken a long walk. It wasn't, you know, we weren't starving. And But having that mask made us realize that, yeah, we're eating something we don't need to eat right now. And I didn't really care one way or the other, but I think that, you know, sometimes we just need to have something that says, hey, wait a minute, you don't have to be eating this right now.
And there's
mindless eating, you know, nobody has come up with any way of really preventing it. Clearly, you're not going to be wearing a mask in the house unless there's somebody, unfortunately, who is sick. But, you know, maybe, you know, it's when we all go back to work and people are in their offices, I wouldn't be surprised if they also have to wear face masks. And it's that question of going into the office kitchen where somebody may have brought in some leftovers and just saying, oh, I think I'll just nibble on this, and thinking, oh, I can't. I have to take off my mask. I can't take off my mask. I won't be eating the food. So it may be sort of unintended consequences that have a positive, as opposed to usually a negative, effect.
You know, what I've done, and I wasted the first 6 weeks of the coronavirus. And what I did on the sixth week was I went out and I did grocery shopping, and I made individual lunch and dinners. And I then put them in my pouches, and I sealed them, you know, vacuum sealed them. And I made enough to last. I made over 30. That's good enough for 15 days of lunch and dinner. So my choice of eating dinner was already taken care of. The only thing and lunch were taken care of. The only thing I had to do was make an egg for myself for breakfast or something like that. And then I got some Cheerios, and the Cheerios sit by me, a little bowl of Cheerios. And
right.
And if I have some Cheerios and I drink some water, that manages to keep me full. And so I've taken all the guesswork out of that, seeing as I have to sit at the house. Anyway, and I'm coming in on 2 weeks now, and I've probably lost about 8 or 9 pounds in 2 weeks.
Marshall, that's incredible.
But that's
but what motivated you? I was so curious.
Well, because I was literally, I said, well, you know, I've really wasted 6 weeks of the great thing about being home all the time is that if you get hungry, you can take a nap. If you get hungry, there's always ways you can get around it at home. You're not influenced. So if you prepared all your dinners and your lunches ahead of time and sealed them, and it's food you like and you know it's there and you're going to have it twice a day, it really does help. And then, yes, you do have canned food and stuff like that is in the house, but when you open your refrigerator and you know that for today I'm taking these two meals out, this is one, and that's all that's in your refrigerator are those two meals that you've got
okay. So you don't have other foods around that might tempt you.
No. And as a matter of fact, I've started drinking bottled water 3-1 over. I do have a can of diet soda every day now, but I drink now water 3-1 over that diet soda because I was consuming too much diet soda. But that, and it's taken away any of the real options. If I go to the refrigerator and I look in and I see those two meals sitting there and I take one for lunch, then I realize, okay, that's what I have left. So, okay, that's when the little thing of cereal comes out and sits by me while I'm watching TV or doing work on the computer. And that has seemed to work.
Well, of course, because it's you're making serotonin, and it's taking away, you know, it's giving you a feeling of satiety. That's really brilliant. But you're never tempted to say, oh, I'm so tired of eating these meals, I think I'll just go and, you know, order a pizza to go or something.
No, because I made it's food that I like, and it's food that I
like. Oh, right. That's a very good point.
And I made it, and I made it in quantities that it's no more than 300 to 600 calories a packet.
So the worst that can happen is you can decide to snag another packet.
Yeah, but I can't because I haven't put them in the refrigerator from the freezer, so
okay.
They're not really.
Okay. So there's a whole system here, but I'm just struck. We're out of time, but I think that we should delve into this in due course. Yeah.
So you may have just developed a new weight loss system.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds pretty cool. Thank you very much.
Okay. Wonderful. Bye bye.
Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy, of course, every Thursday morning here before This Week in the Lakeville Journal on Robin Hood Radio.